From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues these studies in the law of God, Dr. Cairns is focusing on the full force of the Ten Commandments. We've seen that God is more interested in heart attitudes than in outward actions. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 48, Christ strips away much hypocrisy from those who seem outwardly righteous. Dr. Cairns is now explaining several important things accomplished by the law. It expresses the holiness of God. It exalts the goodness of God. Further, the law exposes the wickedness of sin, showing how really awful it is in God's sight. Then it extols the sinlessness of Christ, God's perfect sacrifice for sin. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning, a collection by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 16 and 17. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Talebearing emits a threefold poison, for it injures the teller, the hearer, and the person concerning whom the tale is told. Whether the report be true or false, we are by this precept of God's word forbidden to spread it. The reputations of the Lord's people should be very precious in our sight, and we should count it shame to help the devil to dishonor the church and the name of the Lord. Some tongues need a bridle rather than a spur. Many glory in pulling down their brethren, as if thereby they raise themselves. Noah's wise sons cast a mantle over their father, and he who exposed him earned a fearful curse. We may ourselves one of these dark days need forbearance and silence from our brethren. Let us render it cheerfully to those who require it now. Be this our family rule and our personal bond. Speak evil of no man. The Holy Spirit, however, permits us to censure sin, and prescribes the way in which we are to do it. It must be done by rebuking our brother to his face, not by railing behind his back. This course is manly, brotherly, Christ-like, and under God's blessing will be useful. Does the flesh shrink from it? Then we must lay the greater stress upon our conscience, and keep ourselves to the work, lest by suffering sin upon our friend, we become ourselves partakers of it. Hundreds have been saved from gross sins by the timely, wise, affectionate warnings of faithful ministers and brethren. Our Lord Jesus has set us a gracious example of how to deal with erring friends in his warning given to Peter, the prayer with which he preceded it, and the gentle way in which he bore with Peter's boastful denial that he needed such a caution.
Thank you.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
You may compare yourself with others and come to the conclusion you're not such a bad person after all. But God doesn't compare you with others. He brings you to the standard of His law. And that law rips off the facade of decency with which you cloak your sin. As we stand under Mount Sinai, every one of us stands condemned as a lawbreaker. You hear God go down the 10 words, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." We stand there and we confess we have not worshipped God with a pure and a constant love and devotion. We hear the second commandment and we have got to confess we have not worshipped in spirit and in truth. We can never say that our worship has always been scriptural, pure, hearty, and spiritual. We have lacked that deep reverence and that awesome fear of the name of God. We have even used the name of the Lord lightly, not only in conversation, but perhaps even in our praying. We have not counted His Sabbath a delight, but have profaned it. Sometimes even while we pride ourselves in keeping it. Lest you think that a little thing, let me tell you, God in many parts seems to take that fourth commandment and lift it up as the touchstone to see just how anxious people are to obey Him. And I want to tell you, the people who trample the Sabbath day beneath their feet and think little of it, think just as little of the God who gave it. We have not guided and guarded our family relations with biblical faith and biblical humility. We have failed to carry that Christ-like attitude to lawful authority in our home, in the church, and in the state. The commandment says the children should honor their father and their mother. Some of you think that you can be Christians while cursing father and mother. You delude yourself. Some of you think you could be right with God while you despise the parents that God has given you. You delude yourself. Because the man who despises his earthly father will have no love for his Father in heaven. Then we have come under God's description of a murderer. Have you never been filled with carnal rage? Have you never felt that boiling over of the anger and the bitterness of your heart? Have you never looked at another man or woman with a hatred that could kill him if it weren't for the consequences? God says, "Murderer!" But God says, have you never stained your soul and defiled it with wicked uncleanness? Not only by physical actions and immorality, but by indulging those lusts of the flesh which you can easily fob off as mere fantasy. The psychologists and the psychiatrists of the world will tell you this is healthy. Heard them say it. this fantasizing of lust and wickedness and immorality or envy or whatever, it is a good thing. It's clearing out of your heart, my friend. It's doing no such thing. God says, adulterer, guilty before God. Have you not indicted yourself as a thief before God, disregarding the rights not only of others, but even refusing to give yourself and your substance to God? A man that would steal his life from the service of God is as big a thief as Satan himself. Have you not painted yourself as a liar before God? How often we cast off our obligations to men and think nothing about it. How often have you lied to God? You remember the parable the Lord Jesus told in Matthew 21? When the father said to his sons to go and work in the vineyard, and one said, I'm not going. But he repented and he went. And the other said, I go. But he was a liar and he never did go. Are there not some of you here tonight? You have heard this gospel of God's grace and the invitation from the cross of Christ, and you've heard God's commandment to you to repent and turn to Christ, and you've said, yes, Lord, I'm coming. But liar, you've never done it. You've never done it. Have you not, even sometimes as a Christian, vowed, but have never paid your vows? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Have you not trampled the 10th commandment beneath your feet with every kind of selfishness, covetousness, and greed, as well as a faithless, carnal murmuring against God's sovereign disposition of your affairs? You look at this law, and I want to tell you, the law exposes the wickedness of the heart of man. I have not yet begun to plumb the depths of the wickedness of your heart or mine. It is a very pit of hell for seething iniquity, uncleanness, rebellion, and wickedness. Not much wonder Paul said, whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world become guilty before God. The next time you feel like thinking or saying how good you are, or really how innocent you are, or how excusable you are, remember that God has given 10 words, and every one of them thunders at the door of your conscience and cries, guilty, unclean, unclean, wicked. But thank God the law does something else. It extols the sinlessness of Christ. What a joy to turn from the sinner's breach of the law to Christ's perfect obedience of that same law. And the very recital of our sin and our wickedness highlights the beauty of Christ's sinlessness. The Word of God testifies again and again to that sinlessness. I've often turned you to these texts of Scripture that say he did no sin. There was no guile in his mouth. He knew no sin. He knew no sin. And while I don't want to force the word too far, yet the two basic terms in the New Testament that are translated to know are of some importance. And I think the emphasis here is, as he went through his life, not only intuitively did he not have sin, but the Lord Jesus Christ, in all his coming into contact with real life and the low life that very often he had to deal with, he never came to know sin. He never in his mind ever once entertained sin. He did no sin. He knew no sin. In him is no sin. Because as Paul says, he is holy. He is harmless. He is undefiled. He is separate from sinners. And that's why God spoke from heaven, shattering the silence of earth. And he said, "This is my beloved Son. In him I am well pleased." Satan hated him. God says, "I'm pleased with him." Men cursed him. God said, "I'm well pleased with him." The religious establishment crucified him. God said, "I'm well pleased with him." Why? Because he's the sinless, spotless, pure and holy Son of God and Son of Man. When each commandment of God confronts you and me, it cries, "Guilty." But when those same commandments confront Christ, they cry, "We find no fault in him at all." Rather, in him we find perfect righteousness. I've described to you the two tables of the law. The first table, our duty to God. The second table, our duty to man. The first table of the law confronts Jesus Christ and testifies, "Here I find a perfect love for God, for his worship, his name, his day, and his service. In the Lord Jesus Christ, I find no tardiness in obeying the Father, but only a constant zeal for his glory, untarnished by any inferior motive." The second table of the law confronts Christ and it testifies, "Here I find a perfect love for man, such a love that neither angels nor man can comprehend, a love that feels no sacrifice to be too great, no suffering to be too painful to save the guilty souls of men." The law minutely examines the Savior. And it says, "Here I find a body free from every taint of inbred sin. A body that is the perfect temple of the Holy Ghost. A body that has never been home to any unrighteous word or thought or deed. Here I find a mind unstained by any wicked lust, that has never entertained a thought that is in the slightest degree unworthy of God. And here I find a will inflexible in its disposition to all good, whose affections are invariably godly, and whose decisions or choices are unfailingly right. Here, says the law, is the sinless, pure, and holy Jesus."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.